Let's go back to Philemon. You can see a picture here of a servant, a slave. He fled. He left Philemon and went to Rome. While he was in Rome, he met Paul. And Paul got acquainted with Onesimus. And Onesimus confided to him of what happened. I don't know what mistake that he committed. He ran away from his master Philemon. And I could just imagine how Paul put his arm around Onesimus. Son, go back. Go back to your master. Ask for forgiveness. Onesimus was listening and willing to follow Paul's advice. Meanwhile, Paul wrote a letter to Philemon. He said, Philemon, I appeal to you to please receive your servant, your slave who fled away from you. Please forgive him, he said, for my sake. Forgive Onesimus. I could just imagine when Paul, or rather when Philemon opened that letter from Paul, I could just see tears rolling down his cheeks. Willingness, his willingness to receive his runaway slave. And he was willing to forgive. Forgiveness is a center theme of the Holy Bible. When we don't know and we don't learn how to forgive as Jesus forgives us, it will ruin our health. It affects our blood pressure. It can create heart problems. That's why the Bible is so specific that we have to forgive. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Our communion service today will help us to bring peace and happiness in our lives. You will never be happy if you hate somebody. You'll never have that peace of mind as long as you have someone that you bitterly hate. That's why Jesus said, love and forgive. Many years ago, Colfax was an orphan, and a farmer took young Colfax in their farmhouse. And this farmer and his wife treated Colfax so cruelly. One day, they hang him, his feet barely touching the floor. And while poor little boy Colfax was there hanging, he bowed. He said, when I grow up, I would beat this farmer to death. I would revenge. When he was grown a little, Colfax ran away from home. He lived a homeless life. But someone had pitied him and took him and sent him to school. Colfax studied to be a minister, and he became a songwriter. He composed many songs. One day, He was holding a big revival meeting. So many people were there. And when he called for people to come forward, he looked, and there in front of him were the farmer and his wife who cruelly treated him. His heart, his blood boiled with anger. He said, "This is my time to revenge for what this couple did to me." But the Holy Spirit came into his heart. He went behind the pulpit and he asked the choir, "Please sing one more song." And there, while he was kneeling, he pleaded with the Lord. He said, "Lord, please give me the spirit of forgiveness. Help me to forgive this couple who many years ago had beaten me. Oh, Father, you are the only one who can help me remove that hatred." And somehow the Lord came into his heart. He rose from his knees. He went down to where many people were in front, and the farmer and his wife were there. He came down and hugged them and forgave them. After that, Colfax was able to compose many more songs with the theme of forgiveness, willing to forgive those who have wronged him. In our communion service today, you may be thinking way back of something that you may not have forgiven someone who have wronged you. A story that I love to think of happened in New Zealand. A native Christian happened to be in a communion service like this. And there people would come to receive the emblems of Christ's broken body. Instead of deacons, you know, going around to pass on the emblems. But there, the people would come forward and kneel as they receive the broken body, the symbol of Christ's broken body, the bread. But as this man was kneeling there, he noticed on his side was a man who murdered his father several years ago. He looked there. That anger overcame him. Instead of receiving the emblem, he went back to his seat and he said, "Lord, help me to forgive that man who killed my father." And as he was there back on his seat, in his mind was the picture of Jesus being led on Calvary's cross as he bore that heavy cross. Then he saw the scene of how Jesus was scourged. And he could see how Jesus was then nailed on the cross. And he heard the words of Jesus, "Father, forgive them." And he was slapped or spat upon on his face. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." The spirit of forgiveness prevailed in his heart. He returned to the front and then again knelt beside the murderer of his father. Peace came into his heart because he was willing to forgive the one who killed his father. Beloved, this morning, I'd like to tell you more about what communion means. Communion is an opportunity for us to forgive one another. Communion is a great way of declaring the power of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Christ's sacrifice is sufficient to eradicate all of our guilt, our shame, and judgment, allowing everyone who receives him by faith to escape the fires of hell and enjoy the bliss of heaven. Communion is a way that we declare that Christ's sacrifice made us justified, righteous before our Heavenly Father. Communion brings us together to have a better relationship with our brothers and sisters in our church family. Communion is a means of having deeper fellowship with God's people. May our communion service today bring us closer to each other. After all, how can we be happy to be together in that heaven home that Christ is preparing for us if we are not happy to be with our brothers and sisters right here in our church? The Lord's Supper allows believers to be drawn closer to the love of God and the love for one another because of what we have common in Christ. Communion is a means of remembering that Christ is coming again in power and total victory. The Lord's Supper allows us to be confident that God will continually fight our battles for us and win every time. Communion allows believers to examine their hearts and minds for purity of motives. The Lord's Supper allows us to take time out to search our hearts and see if there is any wicked thing in our lives. That is in Psalm 139. And speaking of our dire need of forgiveness, if you turn to Psalm 51, remember the one who committed almost the worst sin that a human being could do was King David. But when in contrition came to the Lord, he experienced forgiveness and peace and happiness in his heart. That's why he was able to write Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is a marvelous psalm to help us how we can truly be repentant and experience total forgiveness from the Lord. So today, as we come to the communion table, to the Lord's Supper, is a way of bringing peace in our hearts through the special act of what Christ has done for you. Let us now proceed to the place designated where we are going to have the ordinance of humility. As you walk from the sanctuary, remember you are walking side by side with Jesus. And may he give you that joy and assurance, confidence that he has forgiven you, that you are worthy. Whatever you have done in the past, Christ has put his robe of righteousness upon you, that he makes you worthy to participate, to receive the blessings in store for you and for me in this communion service. May this communion service today be the best yet in your own experience, in your walk with the Lord. Let us now go to our designated places and enjoy the fellowship that we have with Jesus and with our brothers and sisters.